This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
82.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, and I got quite a few topics to hit today, and I want to kick them off right away because it's interesting that I just received this, and I'm going to highlight it for you in just a couple moments. I did an article a couple weeks ago on the fact that if Ronald Reagan was in one room and Jesus Christ was in another room, that the conservatives would all flock to Ronald Reagan. So what I want to do, and by the way, friends, this is why we're in trouble today. It was Charles Spurgeon that rightly said, the Prince of Preachers, he said, of the two evils to choose from, he said, pick neither. And folks, what you have in front of you right now, again, is what's been given to you by the establishment in what you're complaining about. I see pros and cons all the way around. I see illegitimacy concerning presidential candidacies around, and I've highlighted that in the past, but what I want to do, friends, is I just want to get to this really quick, and then I'll introduce who I am, and then I'll give you the call-in number right after the first break here. But the Tea Partiers, rather than understanding their history as to who we are and where it is that we came from, no wonder why we don't know where we're going, because we're not taking the time to study our past or our foundations. But interestingly enough, the Tea Partiers, rather than flying the flag like our forefathers did, that stated no king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven, now we have this email going around through the Tea Partiers. And by the way, I spend probably more time going to tea parties across this country than any other speaker going to the tea party. So I'm not saying this is a backhand in the sense of just having a bad day, so I want to dump on you and I want you to be condemned for what you're doing here. No, good intent. But see, you need to understand what Paul said in Romans 7. He said that when I would do good, evil is present with me. And it doesn't say anything about following candidates. It says follow the Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ, because it's Jesus that makes men free, not politicians. And friends, what you're doing today is you're exchanging one tyranny for another tyranny. Here, let me explain. This is a Tea Party email that is circulating right now. Okay? It says, Obama is against Trump. Check. The media is against Trump. Check. The establishment Democrats are against Trump. Check. The establishment Republicans are against Trump. Check. The Pope is against Trump. Check. The United Nations is against Trump. Check. The EU is against Trump. Check. China's against Trump. Mexico's against Trump. Check. Soros is against Trump. Check. Black Lives Matter is against Trump. Check. Move on. .org is against Trump. Check. Koch brothers are against Trump. Check. Bushes are against Trump. That's interesting, isn't it, friends? Check. Planned Parenthood is against Trump. Check. Hillary and Sanders are both against Trump. Check. Illegal aliens are against Trump. Check. Islam is against Trump. Check. Kasich and Cruz are against Trump. Check. Hateful, racist, violent liberals are against Trump. Check. Okay, fair enough. Now, that being said, it seems to me Trump must be the best qualified candidate we could ever have. Now, keep in mind, friends, again, don't take me out of context. This is an email circulating amongst the Tea Partiers today, okay? They said, it seems to me Trump must be the best qualified candidate we could ever have. If you have so many political insiders and left-wing nutcases all scared to death that they all speak out against him at the same time, well, then it must tell you something that Trump is good, say they. Most of all, it will be the people's choice. He's not a lifetime politician. Check. He's not a lawyer. Check. He's not doing it for the money. Check. He's a natural born citizen born in the United States of America from American parents. Check. Bonus points. Well, we heard Whoopi said that she's going to leave the country if Trump is elected. We heard Rosie said that she's going to leave the country if Trump is elected. We also heard from Al Sharpton, the criminal himself, that he will leave the country if Trump is elected. Governor Brown says California will build a wall if Trump is elected. Cher says she will leave the country. I think she's left this planet a long time ago, friends. But furthermore, if Trump becomes the president, Cher says that she's going to leave the country, along with Miley Cyrus, the little whore herself. She said that she would leave the country if Trump becomes the president. Now, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights will prevail, saith the Tea Partiers. This is a letter circulating through the Tea Partiers right now. This is what they're saying. The budget will be balanced in 8 years. Americans will have first choice at jobs. Government has no business in the creation of jobs. You will not be able to marry your pet. Okay. You'll be able to keep your guns if you qualify, not a criminal. Folks, you can keep your guns regardless. We're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. You can have and keep your own doctor. You've never lost the right, friends. You can say what you want without being called a racist. Trump will make America great again. Come to think of it, we have no place to go but up. Now, is it not interesting, friends, that these people prove the point to a T? I don't care if you put a preacher, a most righteous man, in the White House today. Folks, America is under the judgments of God regardless. Do you understand? It's because the people at large think that a man's going to rescue them from their sin. Sin is the problem, and your sin is finding you out. Jesus Christ makes men free from sin. Donald Trump does not. Let's go back to Donald Trump for a moment. It's the best option that has been given unto us. Yep, by the establishment that you're complaining about. Once again, you're tolerating that which has been given unto you. But now this is what I want you to understand. I was on a radio show some time ago on WCCO in Minnesota. This individual asked me what my opinion was concerning some of the moral issues going on in the United States of America today. I said, well, listen, Chad, my opinion matters no more than your opinion matters, because we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by God's moral law, like it or not. See, the problem that we have, Chad, I said to this individual, I said, is we all used to be rooted in the same principles, and no longer are we rooted into the same principles because of what the American people tolerated through the federal government illegally indoctrinating students 50 and 60 years now in this country. And of course, it precedes that. See, we used to have the same principles. We don't have it anymore. That's how you divide a nation one against another. It's interesting that the Tea Partiers are highlighting Donald Trump because everybody hates his guts. But it's also interesting to note that at length he agrees with many of the people that hate his guts. He agrees with the very things that they advocate. So how do two wrongs make a right? As I said from the very beginning, friends, as Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, hey, of the two evils that you're given as an option, he said, choose neither. Friends, there is no king but King Jesus, and this is why you're in trouble, America. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Bradley Dean. That would be me. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Stick to topic, please, or interject thought concerning the topics. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both those pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to jump over there in just a moment. Folks, you can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, E, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Yes, Facebook wants to go ahead and suppress my information, but I want to tell you we have 357,000 people interacting on a daily basis, and we appreciate that because there's a whole lot of people out there that understand that we have to fight the good fight of faith to get to the other side of this, and my hope being that in Jesus Christ. So in saying that, friends, you can also go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account as well. And if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. True that. King David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I'm giving you a knowledge of what's going wrong in your country, and then I'm giving you the option before a just and a holy God to right the wrongs by the power of the Holy Ghost, because there's no other way to do that. Just like a light would not shine forth without being plugged into the wall, right, into the power socket, so it is true Christians understand that they are called by the power of the Holy Ghost to be witnesses of the resurrection, and only the Holy Ghost can do that. Now, if I was in a black church right now, you know what they would be saying. They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. And I'm saying right now, friends, we are in Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things that I was talking about during the first segment was the Tea Partiers, who are proving my point. And again, once over and over and over again, folks, the rhetorical answer to you is I told you so. And I hate saying I told you so, but folks, when we're on to something here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, rest assured, when I'm hitting some topics, oftentimes my head has to catch up to my heart because God speaks to the heart and not the head. And I know when we're on to something, we're on to something. Just, I think it was last week, the week before that, we were talking about how a presidential candidate for the Constitutional Party back in 2008 had told me, or was it 2004, one of the two, he said that if you had Ronald Reagan in one room and you had Jesus Christ in another room, he said that the conservatives would flock to Ronald Reagan to their own shame. And now what do we have here? We have some letters circulating through the Tea Parties, and it's good content in as to what they're saying. But the problem is first of all, I'm not going to ask Donald Trump to empower me to right the wrongs. And I'm not capping on Donald Trump anymore than I'm capping on anybody else. I'm just exposing the fact that cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Folks, I trust God. And keep in mind, again, going back to our forefathers, friends, the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War were this. They were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Okay, they were making their appeal to heaven, not to man. They were throwing off a tyrant across the pond. The last thing that they wanted to do is give it over to another man, especially with title of nobility, which is unconstitutional, right? They threw all that mess off as well. But in saying that, they wanted the people to govern themselves as unto God. Yep, and that sounds all too familiar. Remember when the children of Israel in the book of Samuel, they said, we want a king like the other nations. And Samuel the prophet was sent forth and he rebuked them. And then the Lord through Samuel told the people, this is what's going to happen because you want a king. And it's exactly what happened verbatim. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Not one word of God's warnings were left off. Not one jot nor one tittle of those warnings, as a matter of fact. So here we're dealing with it again. Friends, what am I saying? Yes, I know that we need a representative in the People's White House, but you need to keep in mind that Donald Trump or any other candidate that's put in front of you right now is not going to deliver you from your problems. You want to go ahead and so choose your life before God in your sin, and you want man to fix your problems while you continuously live out your sinful lifestyle. You're sadly mistaken. In America, that's why you're being judged in this country today. Numbers 32:23. Folks, you can run, but you cannot hide. Your sin is finding you out. Donald Trump is not the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. And it's interesting, those that serve we the people, again, friends, where do they put their hand? They put their hand on the Word of God. And why do they put their hand on the Word of God? Because they swear to uphold His Word, not Donald Trump's or any other candidate that's out there, friends. But you would so have it that way to your own demise. Wake up, America, for real. This is ridiculous. You know, furthermore, I want to throw this in, interjecting thought as I'm going off on another bunny trail. Since when is it a new administration's policy to throw off constitutional law at any step of the way during their incumbency? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Since when is it any administration's policy to throw off constitutional law? Friends, keep in mind, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Nobody in the White House has any permission whatsoever from the American people, nor do they have permission from God Himself to go ahead and tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. Well, my administration's going to do this, and my administration's going to do that, and my administration's okay with this, and my administration's okay with that. Well, wait a second, sir. Do you remember when you swore to uphold the Constitution? You swore to uphold those laws found within the Constitution. You didn't say anything about coming in here and ruling the roost according to your will. And furthermore, do keep in mind that you derive your just powers from the consent of we the people. Let me say it this way. You receive your rights from God. You delegate authority over to those that represent you. Do you understand? Not the other way around. And they bring the confirmation and the affirmation by putting their hand on the Bible that they will swear to uphold all those laws found in the Constitution, our constitutional republic. And keep in mind, John Adams said that we are an empire of laws and not of men. America, you have been so stupefied. This is why your enemy does what he does today. This is why you are being destroyed today, America. And it's sad to say, but it's happening almost 24 hours a day in this country. And it sickens me to the core. It really does. I'd shared with you yesterday, folks, this quote. The secret of freedom lies in educating people, whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. And folks, there's no excuse. There's a Bible in every hotel room across the country. Been there thousands of times. Was just at one on Saturday. Matter of fact, I read the book of Titus. Wherever you see it highlighted in a Bible when you go into a hotel room, if it's highlighted, rest assured Bradley Dean's the one that did that. Marking them up all over the country. There's no excuse. In every school, there's a library. You can find the Constitution. You can find the enumerated laws. You can find the Declaration of Independence. You can find the Bill of Rights. And not in that order. There's no excuse. And see, this is why Ruth Graham said that if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And she speaks as a woman saying that, of course, but she's making the point that America, you've got coming what you've got coming. I just watched the documentary on Donald Trump yesterday. Seems like a really cool guy, but he's immoral. Folks, he's been married and divorced how many times? If he can't be faithful to his wife, how can he be faithful to you? Furthermore, let's take it a step up the flag. Let's bring that flag all the way to the top of the pole. If he can't be faithful to God, how can he be faithful to his wife? And if he can't be faithful to his wife because he found something better than her and goes and marries a hot little chick like he did, 15, 16, 17, 18 years younger than him because he wanted something a little bit better than what he had, it doesn't show you that he's principled, friends. It shows you that he's immoral. And keep in mind, friends, this is also the guy that just recently came out and said he's okay with the transgender bathroom issue. Folks, this is criminal. And everybody that agrees with it, I strongly advise you right now, friends, to wake up and smell the coffee. And I'm not saying that to be a wise guy, and I'm not saying that to be smart. I'm saying, folks, this is how corrupt you become. That you've actually fell for the fact that Target can do what they're doing concerning the transgenders, friends. And the President of the United States can actually force public schools to open their bathrooms to transgenders. Folks, this is criminal. And speaking of that, friends, jumping topics, it's also interesting to note that we have a friend, Walter Hoy, Issues for Life Foundation, who said, we've gone from abortion on demand during all 9 months of pregnancy to same-sex marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, to gender-neutral bathrooms, which people are rejecting now, but I told you this was coming, to the age of consent should be lowered to 14 years. He said, in my opinion, this is what our silence has brought us. It appears we lack the will to believe, to resist, to contend, to fight, to struggle in the public square for biblical values, forgive me. On Sundays, there's much talk about the love of Christ and the love of Christ that it has for women and children. However, on Mondays, from what I'm hearing and seeing, said Walter, he said, I'm having a very hard time believing that we care about our women and children at all. That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, look to your posterity while you're looking to the arm of the flesh, friends, because if you're looking to the arm of the flesh, what you're doing is you're sealing their future, the damnation of their futures. It better be fixed on Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary healthcare procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I love this because I get these downloads and then I start to catch myself up to what the Holy Ghost is doing here. And then I start to ponder it and then we go off another branch of information. And by the way, John 15 says this, by this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. And notice on the ministry, you look at the tree of the ministry, there's a lot of branches. And I love those prophetic branches because that's how people are fed the most. I've been talking about the letter that's been circulating around the United States by the Tea Partiers. Good intent. But remember what Paul said, when I would do good, evil is present with me. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, I know a lot of people are probably jacked at me saying, Bradley, why are you tearing down Donald Trump? No, I'm exposing the sin here, friends, because we have a sin issue in this country. I'm not going to promote man. I'll get behind good leadership. I'll get behind good government 100%. Okay? I'm sorry, I said leadership. I'll get behind good representation. Okay? Because they're not our leaders, they're representatives of the law that's written by the Christ, which fulfilled the law in Jesus Christ, right? And I'm simply saying this, Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, this has also come to my aid after watching that video, that documentary on Donald Trump yesterday. He had said that his favorite book was the Bible. Well, let me tell you something. That Bible condemns his sin at every step like it does mine and yours. But there's a difference between those that are saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Because we meet God on repentance because that law drove us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Where we put our faith in Jesus Christ. See, remember, Donald doesn't feel that he's ever done anything wrong. And I would love to have Donald call in on this radio show to start to get into some particulars because I think when people are interviewing Donald, what what they do is they always just kind of go over the surface. They're a little intimidated by them. I'll tell you what, not here. I would love to go right for the heart, let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost, and let's start to see some things be manifest and deal with some real issues. Because I will say this, if the Lord gets a hold of that man, amen. Hey, I'm all for it. I am 100% for it, because this is what we do need in so many different ways. But there's pros and there's cons. And again, just going back to the original conversation and the quote by the Prince of Preachers, none other than Charles Spurgeon, out of the two evils, which one are you supposed to pick? Pick neither. Pick Christ. And remember, on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here, friends, I'm not playing the political game. I'm a preacher. That's what I'm called to do, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, was asked, you know, if he's an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. Same here. So I don't want your emails. I don't want your live feeds. I don't want your Facebook texts capping on what I'm saying to you. And if you're sitting there trying to hold up your golden idol, you know what? Shame on you, and you deserve what you've got coming. We put our eyes on the Christ here. We want to receive the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. So let's stick to that, and we'll be okay. Amen? Amen. Folks, wanted to highlight this as well. Interestingly enough, shame on the United States Supreme Court for making a mockery of the First Amendment, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to highlight two articles. What you need to understand is that over the course of its 227-year history, the Supreme Court has defended the free speech rights of the Ku Klux Klan, created by the Democratic Party, by the way, the lawless, the grown-ups that have never grown up in grace. No, they grew up in sin. The Supreme Court has defended the free speech rights of cross-burners, Communist Party organizers, military imposters, Westboro Baptist Church members, shouting gay slurs at military funerals, a teenager who burned a cross on the lawn of an African-American family, swastika wearing Nazis, so on and so forth. But friends, see, this is where we're getting off of off kilter once again. We're getting off the straight and narrow, because the Ku Klux Klan doesn't have a right to actually bring forth, or let me say this, it doesn't have the right by God to incite crime against another people. Okay. See, you don't have a right to do what you want concerning free speech. And this is where people are so, again, backwards, up on their heads. Hey, folks, Communist Party organizers in the United States of America, the Supreme Court, defending their right of free speech, God didn't give them the right to violate his law. Communists in this country are antithetical to our laws. See how messed up people are? Westboro Baptist Church members shouting gay slurs at military funerals. Folks, I'd have a serious problem with that. I'd be the first one in their face dealing with the issue. Every one of them should have been thrown in jail. It's not free speech to do stuff like that. It's not free speech to call for a government to overthrow the American government. It's not free speech to go ahead and burn crosses in yards and hang individuals, because it all starts with speech, friends. This is ridiculous. Remember, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and the law doesn't permit what they advocate through their speech. Oh, Bradley, my goodness gracious, maybe you want to read what it says in the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You know, I've had ignoramuses say, well, why don't you call me and confront me with this? This is what I want you to do. Call me on the phone and confront me with this, because you have nothing to back it up with. Is it free speech when a man's in a movie theater and he shouts fire? Nope, he can go to jail for that. That's stupidity. And he does end up in jail for doing stupid stuff like that. And if I was to do what the Supreme Court today is advocating, friends, and they have the audacity to call it free speech, hey, folks, they've even gone so far where there's games out there where you shoot the president's head off, John F. Kennedy's head. It's called JFK Reloaded. And, folks, that's just the beginning. There's other games out there that are advocating the murder of police, rape, everything that violates moral law. The Supreme Court said that it was free speech, and they're to defend free speech. Isn't it interesting how they mean to suppress Christianity in free speech, which is real free speech? See, we have the freedom to do the right thing, not the wrong thing, right? See, they're defending what protects them in their sins, in their lawlessness. That's all they're doing. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because, once again, the Supreme Court chains and makes a mockery of the First Amendment. Okay? I want people to understand clearly, and I'm going to jump topics in just a moment here. Listen to what President Andrew Jackson said of the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, they decide differences, friends, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is our ruler. Did you hear what he said? See, because God rules the roost in the courts as well. As a matter of fact, they start court with a prayer, and God save the United States, and at, God save the U.S., and at the end of court, when it adjourns, they all say, God save the U.S., and it's interesting, they all swore to uphold with their hand on the Bible the enumerated laws found in the Constitution with Moses and the moral law above their heads. It's interesting how that works, right? And right above their heads at the Supreme Court, on the back of the building, it says, Justice is the guardian of liberty. And these are the ones to tear down justice and establish unrighteousness and wickedness and evil in the streets of America. Read Isaiah 5:20 when you get a moment. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. They put evil for good and good for evil. Folks, they're trying to reverse everything on you. Right? So in other words, what President Andrew Jackson is saying here, friends, is the Supreme Court is under the law, and they serve the people by making discovery of the law and applying the law. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution. And if they don't do that, and they legislate, or they act as a bunch of activists working for special interests, then you remove them. And don't tell me that the Supreme Court cannot be moved. Yes, they can, individually. Every single one of them can be removed. But again, keep in mind what I said earlier, friends. See, the way tyranny flourishes, the secret of freedom lies in educating the people, whereas the secret of tyranny is keeping them ignorant. Huh. That's like crazy stuff, isn't it? And then we go back to our founding forefathers like Daniel Webster, one of them, who was an attorney and an American senator. He said education is useless without the Bible. They all said that. And yet the said administration, the present, friends, what are they doing? They're warring against your Christianity. They're warring against the light. That's funny. That is funny. I mean, it's funny to the point of people that war against God, they just don't learn, do they? But they're trying to put out God's light, which will never happen. Never has and it never will. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church, they would be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Yep, I can hear you even now. Wake up, America. And really what this all comes down to, every single thing that I talk about on the show, you know what it always comes back to? Responsibility. It all comes back to responsibility. When the American people want to say this is all over with concerning the corruption in government, guess what? It's all going to be over with. It stops when America is done with the corruption. Nobody's going to do that for you. Donald Trump is not going to do that for you, America. Only you are going to do that for you and your posterity. Because nobody cares about your kids more than you do. Rest assured. Because we see right now the administration aiming for your kids. And they're trying to subject them to be a prey before sexual predators. And yes, that's exactly what they're doing. But again, isn't it interesting, even talking about that topic, nobody's holding Target CEO responsible or the President of the United States for what they're advocating because nobody knows the difference between what does the law say? Well, of course, they can do whatever they do because we let them do whatever they do. They get away with whatever we let them get away with. But the fact of the matter is, friends, they do. And that's exactly why they do it. Because you have in your minds that they're above the law. And even the CEO from Target, who should be jailed and held responsible for every one of those little kids that have been violated by a sexual predator, he's the one responsible for pushing the green light. Do you not understand? And so is the president. For God's sakes, stand up for your kids, America, because they're not. You see what they're trying to do with your kids. Yeah. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, God and Guns, what the Bible says about the Second Amendment and the right to life. Now, I want to hit something off real quick. Buggy, how much time do we have? Okay, 1 minute. Okay, can we go ahead and play that audio by none other than the criminal himself that has led the American people to believe that Barack Hussein Obama and even Hillary Clinton, well, they're Christians. Really? Wasn't it Jesus that said, many will come in my name? Really, America? Honestly? You can't make distinction between a good man and an evil man? The devil and Jesus? Really? That's how illiterate you are when it comes to Bible?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, so again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Final segment, trying to hit as much as I possibly can with the time allotted. Here is Barack Hussein Obama. Now, again, we're going to start this off real quick for the last segment here with people believing in this country that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton are Christians, okay? But I want you to understand what we're talking about is God and guns and what the Bible says about the Second Amendment and the right to life. Now listen to the change once Barack got into office, and you'll get what I'm saying. Go for it.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
That's not surprising, man, that they get better. They cling to guns or religion or...
They have to cling to guns or religion. Isn't that what the Muslims that he advocates do?
Their frustrations.
Yeah, he can sense their frustration, and he understands the American people and their lack of trust for the government. Is he advocates the opposite of everything he says, because that's exactly what he does. But again, friends, I want you to understand that Scripture says, again, 2 Corinthians 11:13, this is why they hate guys like me, because I'm here, it's my job to expose them. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the disciples or apostles of Christ. And yet Jesus over and over and over again said, take heed, beware, take heed, beware, take heed, beware, many will come in my name. Folks, you judge a tree by its fruits. Okay? So what we need to do is just go back And listen carefully again. I'm going to highlight what he said. Bitter Americans cling to guns and religion, antipathy towards people who aren't like them as a way to express their frustrations. Did you hear what he just said? Bitter Americans cling to guns and religion, mocking you, America, and antipathy towards people who aren't like them as a way to express their frustrations. Since then, he has sought by every means necessary to circumvent the constitutional protected right to bear arms. Folks, again, you have rights, not privileges, okay? So, in saying that, when we go to Hillary Clinton, when she was asked about her favorite book, according to the New York Times, this is what this devil said. If you had to name one book that made you who you are today, what would it be? At the risk of appearing predictable, the Bible was and remains the biggest influence on my thinking, said this devil. I bet it does. As to how dangerous it is to you and to your criminal lifestyle. She goes on, I was raised reading it, memorizing passages from it, and being guided by it. I still find it as a source of wisdom, comfort, and encouragement. Everything they do wars against what they say, friends. We just found out recently her daughter assures everyone that Justice Scalia out of the way, Hillary will be able to gut the Second Amendment. Friends, why is it that America, you're buying the fact that Hillary is legit? Why is it that Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, with the vote of the young people across the country, wisdom is justified by her children, you should be ashamed of yourself, America, chasing a communist full-blown? How is it that Bernie Sanders is wiping up the floor with Hillary Clinton and she has zero, let me say it this way, little to no support, literally, yet for some reason the tabloids always have her right next to Donald Trump? Boy, that's amazing. Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Going on. So what I want to do is I want to give God's definition of the right to life, and one's rights to protect it is clear. Throughout both the Old and the New Testament of the Bible, God created laws and governments, Exodus 18:21, to restrain evil and promote that which is good. That's the whole purpose of government, to restrain men from sin. The Ten Commandments were the initial guide for right conduct, but numerous civil and criminal laws were enacted, folks, in congruency with God's moral law. And enforced through Moses and the court system he established with judges. Remember, God preserved nations by preserving and actually supporting those people and defending those people by placing good judges into position. These laws became the basis for Western law, including laws governing self-defense, personal injury, property rights, and much, much more. Okay? We have Nehemiah. A man chosen to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem was protected and armed by the Persian king Cyrus. Cyrus made sure that he and his men were armed. Every man wore his sword and girded it at his side. Nehemiah 4:18. Okay? Jesus affirmed the Old Testament laws and was recorded. As a matter of fact, he fulfilled them. He didn't abrogate them. And was recorded by his disciple Luke when he said, when a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. That is about as simple as it gets right there. Okay? Talking about an article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, God and Guns, what the Bible says about the Second Amendment and the right to life. And it's also interesting that in Luke 11:21, it says, I want you to hear it again. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. Why is it that Barack and Hillary are trying to disarm you? Because they want absolute rule over you. Exodus 22, verse 2, acts as the basis for U.S. law known as the Castle Doctrine. In 23 states, the doctrine includes stand your ground laws. Folks, all this stuff is just additives to your rights. This is man's, let me say this. This is the fruit of man putting his hand on your God-given rights. This is the arm of the flesh hanging on the spirit, is what this is, okay? But again, it's going in the same direction as the rights that God has bestowed upon you. But in 23 states, the doctrine includes stand your ground laws, and in some states, both apply to a person's home, office, vehicle, yard, land, property surrounding the home. Folks, you shouldn't have to be on guard, or you shouldn't have the state tell you that you can defend yourself in certain places because they said so. You have a right to protect your person at all times, just like they do. Now, the framers understood that self-defense is a God-given right, which is to them, it meant that it's an inalienable right. Constitutional signer John Dickinson said and defined, an inalienable right is that which God gave to you and which no inferior power has the right to take away. Of course not. And just keep in mind again, friends, we're talking about your representatives that want to steal away your rights. Listen, your rights cannot be taken away. They can only be forfeited, friends. Keep that in mind. They can come up with any interpretation they want to come up with, friends. They do not have the right given unto them by the people to disarm the people and arm themselves against the people. But that's exactly what they're doing. That is about as backwards as it possibly can get. It really is. The framers of the Constitution established the foundation for American law and its primary purpose to protect the individual's inalienable rights, which are further detailed in the Bill of Rights, friends, which are the Bill of Thou Shalt Not to those that serve we the people, as well as the Declaration of Independence, which states, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Now, I have 1 minute left. I want you to, again, understand America. I want you to listen to me carefully. There is no gun right debate. They want to get into a debate because they want to interpret it, because they want the public at large to believe their interpretation, which is contrary to law. And the way that they do this, friends, is they keep you away from the education of the Constitution itself. Remember what I said. The secret of freedom lies in educating people. They don't want you educated. They want to indoctrinate you. Whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant. That's exactly what's happening today. There is no gun debate. There's an attempt by corrupt officials in American government, that God-ordained institution, to disarm the people, to overthrow the people at large. They are trying to get into a debate to talk you out of the right to bear arms. They have no right given to them by God or by the people to attempt to disarm the people at large anywhere in this country. Because again, friends, we have rights given unto us by our Creator. John Quincy Adams wrote specific instructions to his brother in what he said about his guns. His brother Thomas, for educating and training his brothers, George age 9, John age 7, and Charles age 3, he wrote, one of the things which I wish I have them taught, and which no man can teach them better than you, is the use and management of firearms. Keep in mind, they were throwing off a tyrant. This must undoubtedly be done with great caution, but it is customary among us in this country, America, particularly when children are under the direction of ladies, to withhold it too much for long from boys. The accidents which happen among children arise more frequently from their ignorance than from their misuse of weapons, which they know to be dangerous. Folks, he was teaching his little brothers, 9, 7, and 3 years old, as to how to use guns. And I have pictures from Time Life magazine, friends, posted on Facebook sporadically. You can go on to Bradley Dean and check them out. But they used to teach this in public schools in America. Now they're trying to teach your kids that the right to bear arms, it's just bad. Bad. Hey, folks, don't make yourself sheep, because the wolves will devour. Rather, deal with the wolves and set the record straight. Love you by what we do.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.